Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Washington, D.C. area. This is the show called by the name of When Christian Speaks. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. It's good to be here in the midst of God's people and be on the radio talking with you, chatting with you. Amen. Like I said, we're broadcasting live from the Washington, D.C. area. We are definitely online now. If you decide to give us a call, by all means, call us. The number is 1-888-488-6772. If you want to get on the radio, just press the number 1. If you have a question, amen, and we'll go from there. Again, you're listening to the show When Christian Speaks, amen. I'm your host, Reverend Ray, and it's Friday, broadcasting live from the Washington, D.C. area. Amen. Bless God. Today's broadcast is, of course, is Friday Night Joy, and I don't know about you, y'all, but it's been one of those weeks we just want to give God a crazy praise. A crazy praise, man. Just go crazy thanking Him and blessing Him and glorify Him and magnify Him. Why? Because He is so good. Can I do that right off the bat? Father in heaven, we just want to say thank you. We want to thank you for just being so good to us, God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for how you kept us all week. Thank you for how you saved us and delivered us and healed us. Thank you, God, for just being God. For you are Lord and you are worthy to be praised. It's Friday, God, and we just want to worship you today. It's Friday, God, and we just want to give you praise, God. We might have had a rough week. Someone might have passed away, God. But because of you, Lord Jesus, you and your grace and mercy allow us to be able to get through. So we just want to give you thanks. We just want to magnify your name, for you are great and you are wonderful. And you are awesome, God. You are awesome, God, and you're worthy to be praise, God. We want to blow the trumpet, God. We want to sound the alarm. We want to praise you. We want to lift up our voice like a trumpet. We want to glorify your name. We want to lift up our hands. We want to wave our hands, God. We want to just praise you with a crazy praise, God. Why? Because you've been just so good to us, God. Even when we didn't deserve it, you were still there looking out for us, Lord Jesus. And we say thank you. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for your birth. We thank you for the resurrection. We give praise and honor to you, for you are worthy, God. You are worthy to receive all praise and all glory, and we know that you would not share your glory, God, with anyone else, so we magnify your name. In Christ Jesus' name, we say amen and amen. Amen, everybody. Praise the Lord. God is good. It's Friday night praise. Time for a crazy praise. Time for that kind of praise, even when you don't feel like it. The old people say there's certain times you praise you, when you feel like it, when you don't. And praise God, sometimes getting off from work or dealing with the kids or husband or wife or whatever, you know, you just got to take a little time out and just usher up God a quick praise, a quick and awesome praise, you know, just for Him being Him, you know. Just for the goodness and the mercy of Him, man. I keep saying those things over and over again, you know, just to glorify God. Amen. I want to thank you for listening to the show. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. The name of the show is When Christians Speak. We're broadcasting again from Washington, D.C., live from the Washington, D.C. area. Give them a call. The number here is 888-488-6772. And we're just ready to get our praise on. Amen. Amen. Let's start off with a little song here. Let's see. In fact, let's go back to I Want to See Jesus by Devin Wilson. Amen. Amen.
Face to face, don't you?
Friday night praise, you know, just giving God honor and everything. One of the things that I do have for you today, I do have a ram song. I purchased that, at least I got it for a Christmas present a couple of years ago. Unfortunately, I haven't really learned how to play it. I've been trying to watch videos and just can't get the lips right, but everything. But I do have the sound, you know. And before we even play that, let me tell you about the ram's horn. The ram's horns, amen, was used quite often in the Bible. Okay, it was used to gather God's people at Mount Sinai. It also proclaimed the Liberty Year of Jubilee. It was used to rally the people for war. It was used to declare victory in war. And you know, it was used for to announce the Ark of the Lord. It was used to warn of judgment for sin. It's also used for to announce kings, rejoice and give thanks. It was used for fighting. And it used to bring the song of the Lord and gather people to worship. And it was used to overcome the enemy. And it also was used to hear the Lord's return. Listen, the ram swords, man, was like sound the alarm for whatever the reason was, whether it was danger coming or whether it was a form of worship and everything. And basically reason I bought the ram song, because I thought it was a sound of worship, you know, a sound that God it is, a battle cry, you know, and everything, the type of battle cry that brings walls down. I'm also looking at the site. It's called Blowing the Shofar Ministry. The name of the site is Billy Out, BILLOUNT.com, and everything. And they do have shofars or ram horns for sale there and everything. And they're not advertising, it's just something that I just happened to stumble across. But like I said, I bought my ram's home a while back, and it was mainly for the purpose of just praise, man, you know. And I wanted to, like you said, I'm going to learn how to blow it. I want to learn how to blow that thing, man, and just awesome, because the sound that comes out of it is, y'all listen to the sound, man. Listen to this. Amen. That's the ram song, you know. Time to worship, time to get praise, y'all. It's time to glorify God. He is so good. He is worthy. He is honorable. Let's play it again. He is honorable. He is great God.
Magnify.
going to magnify his name so much to the point that his glory fills the temple. What temple am I talking about? I'm talking about the temple that's in your heart. You know, I'm talking about that temple that has gone through some difficult times in their life. I'm talking about that temple that don't know which way to turn. I'm talking about that temple that don't know which what to do next. I'm talking about the temple, you, the man and the woman, the young bud and the young girl and everything, that married man and that single woman and that single man, whoever they may be, and that going, may be facing difficulty. That's the kind of alarm that we want to sound. That's the kind of shofar or the ram's hump we want to blow. We want to blow to whatever the enemy has set up against him, beginning to fall down. Why? Because God ordained it to be so. God ordained it to be so. This is Friday Night Joy, and we're having a blessed time. Amen. Thank you for those that are listening online. Thank you for those that are calling in. Thank you even for those that will be listening to this broadcast by podcast. Amen. Listen, I turned to the Bible. Let me see. Where am I? Okay, yeah. It's 1 Samuel 13 and 3. Okay. And look, this is what it says. This is about Saul. Let me start at the first verse. Saul reigned 1 year, and when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, Saul chose him 3,000 men of Israel, whereof 2,000 were with Saul and Michmash and in Mount Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan and Gibeah of Benjamin. And the rest of the people, he sent every man to his tent. And listen, verse 3, this is the verse I'm looking at. And Jonathan smote the garrison of the Philistine that was in Gibeah. And the Philistines heard of it. And Saul blew the trumpet throughout all the land, saying, let the Hebrews hear. And all Israel heard Saul say that Saul has smitten the garrison of the Philistine, and that Israel also was had an abomination with the Philistine, and the people were called together after Saul. Listen, that's sounding alarm. People gather together for war, man. Sound the alarm. We're at war. Whether you know it or not, you are at war. You are at a spiritual war. A spiritual war, a spiritual battleground. And the thing that we got to understand that it's not even our battle. All we got to do is let God fight our battle. But we still got to sound the alarm. We still got to blow the ram's horn, you know. We still got to do it, man. Blow. Right. And blowing the trumpet and sounding the alarm and glorifying name as you go into battle. You begin to praise, go into any situation, God will answer your prayer. He will begin to do things that you have never ever seen him do before. He began to move mountains. He began to teach you. He began to love on you. He began to put his arm around you and stuff. And then look at there in the enemy's face and tell the enemy, no weapon formed against you of any kind shall prosper. That's the kind of God that we serve, man. Blow the trumpet. Sound the alarm. Blow the ram's horn. Blow it loud. Blow it at the top of the mountains. Blow it in the valleys. Whatever you do, just blow. Blow the ram's horn. Amen. Listen to Friday Night Joy. I'm your host, Reverend Ray, and the show is called When Christians Speak. We're just having a good time on a Friday, man. God has kept us. There's some of the people that have gone on, was able to make it this week and everything. You know, God called them home for whatever the reason was, whether it was sickness or whatever. But, you know, we want to pray for those that are still laying the land of living. And we also want to pray for those families, amen, that have lost loved ones. We want to sound the alarm for them and let them know God still cares about you. We want to sound the alarm to them and let them know that God still loves you and he still is concerned about you and stuff like that. And even in the midst of your hurt and your pain, Jesus loves you. And he is the one that can take away all your pain. He is the one that can speak words of wisdom into your ears. He is the one that can calm your mind and wipe away your tears and make you even be able to get sleep at night. He is the one. Sound the alarm, y'all. Sound the Lord. No. Sound the alarm. sounded, man. And sounded with authority. Sounded letting them know that God is with them. Amen. Amen. Bless God. Let's go ahead and let's go to some more scriptures. Amen. 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 Let's see. Let's clear. Also, First Samuel 13, see what I just read, has also declared victory in war. You know, y'all, we got victory. When Jesus Christ died on the cross for us and was resurrected again, victory became ours. You know, that song goes, victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine, y'all. Come on. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. The joy is mine. That's what we're talking about. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. And the song goes to talk about peace and love and all those things that was as established on the cross for us that we can have victory over whatever circumstances we face in our life. We can have victory, man. We don't have to walk down with our head down low. We don't have to walk with a broken heart. All we got to learn how to do is lean and trust in Jesus, you know. I learned how to lean and trust in the Master's hand. That's what we got to do. We got to pick ourselves up, brush ourselves off, and run to the Master and say, Master, even if we can't pick ourselves up and brush ourselves off and stuff, all we got to do is say, Abba, Father, and he'll come and run in to see what can he do. Amen? He'll come to our side. He'll rescue us. He'll deliver us. He'll begin to speak words of wisdom to us. He'll begin to call in us. He'll begin to anoint us and appoint us because we are a chosen generation. That's what he'll begin to do. Even in the midst of stuff that we have to face. Why? Because he said he would do. He promised to never leave us or forsake us. That's what he said he would do. Never to leave us, never to forsake us. That's the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of God that we serve. Knowing that he got our back. Knowing that he's with us. Knowing that even when we mess up a thousand times, he's always there to pick us up, brush us up, and stuff like that. It allows us to carry on and everything. You know? Nobody in this world perfect, but none of us are perfect. None of us. All of us are fall short of the glory of that. But Jesus told Peter, said, well, when you are strengthen your brother. So the question becomes, well, with us and everything, even what I'm doing here, I'm trying to strengthen you. You know, God has strengthened me. He's stirred up the spirit of him inside of me and stuff. And now all I want to do is strengthen my brother. All I want to do is encourage you and stuff like that. And sound the alarm and blow the shofar. There you go, kid. Blow the shofar. The God, right? He is the hope. He is those things. Describe God, who he is, the awesome of his power. And the best thing we can even come up to do is just say hallelujah, man. That's the best that we can do, is just say hallelujah. Because God is alive, man. He is alive. He is reigning. He is full of power. He is full of love. He is a just God. He is faithful. Say, I call you faithful. Lord, you are faithful. You are so faithful to me. I call you faithful. Lord, you are faithful. Faithful you are, and faithful you be. You know, he's just that kind of guy. Listen, you listen to the show when Kristen speaks. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. It is Friday Night Joy. It's just time to get a crazy praise, man. Get yourself, you know, you got to go, if you're at work, go get in a closet, go to the bathroom, whatever you got to do, man. Separate yourself from everybody because they're going to think you crazy anyway. But they're going to call you crazy anyway. Just get your praise on. Just begin to thank God for every breath that you take, you know, because that comes from the Lord. Begin to think, every time you take a step, thank you, Lord. Every time you be able to clap your hands, thank you, Lord. Lord. Every time you were able to see well, thank you, Lord. Every time you were able to understand well, thank you, Lord. Every time you were able, man, just to hear well, thank you, Lord. Every time you were able to eat well and stuff like that, even the food on your table, God gave it to you, you know? Even the house that you live in, even the tent that you live in, whatever the case might be. You might be homeless, but yet still, God has allowed, God has blessed you even now to the point that you're still alive in the land of living, to the point that even with the situation that you're in, it don't have to be like that. It can be a temporary thing if God desires it to be so. But even with that, man, allow, hopefully and prayerfully, that someone will come and knock on your door and say, okay, I got this for you. I got a coat for you. I got food for you. I got needs for you. Well, I got a job for you. Even if you're unemployed, even if you're going through the government shutdown, whatever the case might be, my prayer for you is that doors will be open for you. If you sound the alarm, get your praise on, man. Glorify him. Magnify him. Whatever you do, praise him. Praise him, man, with all your voice. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. People know. See, the most got bought with a price. You are followers of the way, you know. That's what the first original Christians were called Christians. They were called followers of the way. And we need to understand that. When it was called Christians, the whole purpose of them being called Christians was a derogatory form and stuff like that. But it cut. And for whatever reason, it caught up. But true Christians were really called followers of the way. I don't know about you. I don't want to be Christian because everybody is under the umbrella. A little people are under the umbrella of Christian. But I don't want to be Christ-like. I want to be followers of the way. I want my heart to be fixed to the point that it's me and God and God and me. And we're in agreement with this thing, man. And he's telling me which way to go. And I'm going and I'm being obedient. And that's the call that God has placed in your life, too. Not just mine, but also yours. Amen. 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 Let's play some music. Amen. Amen. The psalm is called the blood that would never lose its power, amen. It reaches the highest mountain and it goes to the lowest valley. The blood that will never ever lose its power, amen. Listen, listening to the show when Christians speak. This is broadcasting live from the Washington D.C. area. You can give me a call. The number here is 888-488-6772. If you call, you like to speak on the radio, or you want to buzz in. Just hit the number one, amen. Otherwise, you can just listen, amen. You also can reach me on the chat line. The chat line is open, and chat line is open, amen. We're just having a blessed time in the Lord, man. We glorify the Lord, you know, and we're talking about crazy praise, and we're talking about blowing the trumpet, or blowing the shofar, or the ram's horn, man, and just it's celebration and worship to God, you know. Because God desires our praise. He desires us to lift up our voice like a trumpet. And he desires us to do those things, you know, that he's ordained us, that he's worthy to be praised. Amen. Listen, I want you to, I'm looking at my Bible, and I want you to turn to Numbers 10. I'm going to start at verse 1. We're going to go somewhere with this. It says, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, make thee two trumpets of silver, and of a whole piece shall thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of assembly and for the journey of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but one trumpet, then the princes, which are the heads of the thousand of Israel, shall gather themselves unto thee. When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east path shall go forth. When ye blow alarm the second time, then the camp that lies on the south side should take that journey. They should blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, you should blow, but you should not sound the alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, should blow with the trumpets, and they should be to you for ordinance forever throughout your generation. And if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, they should blow the alarm with the trumpets, and you should be remembered before the Lord your God. Listen, you're going through a difficult time, you sound that alarm, man. You get your trumpet, you get your voice, man, and you sound the alarm. You begin to cry out to God. God, you made a covenant with me. Well, God, I'm bringing it before your remembrance, you know. That's what I'm doing. It says, you should blow the alarm, sound the trumpet, remember for me. And you should be, listen, it says you should be saved from the enemies. Amen. And verse 10 says, also in that day of your gladness and your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, you shall blow with the trumpet over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. Blow the trumpet. Sound the alarm. Blow your ram's horn. Give God praise, worship Him, even if the outcome doesn't look good. You know, you worship Him. I know King Hezekiah did the same thing, man. When he saw this number coming against him, he began to turn to God, man. They did a fast. Everybody was on fast. All the young kids and everybody was fasting, man. All because they knew that God would answer them. This is the same God delivered them out of the hands of the Egyptian. You know, they begin to reflect back off the testimonies and the things that God has done in their life. And that same principle, sometimes, you know, we'll forget. Sometimes we have to remember, wait a minute, God did this for me. You know, and begin, like David, begin to encourage himself. He is my deliverer. You know, He is my conqueror. He is the one that has the last and the final say. So not the doctor's, lawyer, policeman, you know, enemy, you know, or footstool has the final say. So they don't have the final say. So, but God does, you know. And the thing that we're doing here is in vouching Him. Say, God, you said, you know, that sometimes you just got to give God a you said prayer or you said praise, you know, and we got to remind Him. You know, I've done it, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of times. You know, God, you said that this is going to be, you know, you said that I should live and not die. You know, we need to encourage ourselves, man. We need to learn how to give God praise within ourselves, you know, not wait for somebody to pump us up or not necessarily wait for somebody to come in, you know, sharpen our iron, but get to a point that we can get our praise on, you know. And sometimes we're going to need somebody to come and sharpen our iron or somebody to come and push us up a little bit or encourage us or, you know, wrap their arms around us and speak of words of wisdom and love to us. That's real life. Those things happen, you know. But like Jesus said, that when you get strengthened, you're strong enough, you strengthen your brother, because I am my brother's keeper. You know, I'm responsible for you, and you're responsible for me. The worst thing in the world, if I can see you struggling and see that your joy has come in and I don't do anything or say anything to you about it, God's going to hold me accountable. Why? Because I might be in a different place. And the worst thing for you is the same thing, is that you can see me struggling and going through something and you don't say or do anything about it. You can be held accountable. You can be held accountable. So God is calling us to higher heights and deeper depths in Him, that we begin to worship Him for real. I'm talking about the type of praise, man, you know, that you just go completely mad. You know, like I said in the theme, a crazy praise. You know, you don't care who's looking at you. You don't care what they're talking about you. You don't care if your wig come off, your teeth come out, or whatever. But you're giving God the type of praise because you know how far that He's brought you from. You know, when you begin to look back at your life and everything that you face, you know, whether it was the being put out, whether it was being homeless, whether it was being abused and misused and talked about and chewed out and spit out and stuff like that. Here you are still alive in the land of living, and God has blessed you. And everything that came full circle to the point where you are no longer the same, man. You are no longer the same. No longer the same. That's to the glory and honor of God. God did that. Why should he not get the praise? You know, and all, after all that suffering and crying and snotting that you did and stuff, and maybe even pooping on yourself or whatever because you couldn't help yourself, and God brought you out of that place into a place of wonder, a place of splendor. You're like a Lazarus walking forth, and people don't understand why you're still alive. They look at you and say, is that so-and-so-and-so? I thought they was dead. I thought they was in a crazy place. I thought they was in a hospital, and they wasn't allowed to live. They was expecting to get out of there. But God said you should live or not die. He did that. He brought you out and stuff like that. You might have needed a blood transfusion, whatever. And God said, you know what? Even with the blood, I'm going to let you live. You know, doctors giving up telling you and stuff. They getting, you know, come on, y'all. This is Friday night, man. Give God a praise. Your praise should not be on just on Friday, but your praise should be 7 days a week, every time, every chance you get, every opportunity you get, out of your mouth to come praise, man. To come the blessings of the Lord. To thank you, God. Thank you, thanksgivings of the Lord, you know, of the magnifying Him name and worshiping Him and giving Him glory for every single thing that He has done. But not just for you, but the people that's surrounding you. But you know, your praise and your prayer and your worship of God and stuff like that spared somebody else's life because you was in the position that you knew how to praise Him, you know, it does. It spared somebody's life. It might have spared your son's life or your daughter's life or your wife or your husband, you know, or your, you know, one of your lovers, even somebody at job, because you're a living epistle read among men and because there's power that God has ordained in you and stuff like that, man, to the point where it just knock anything around, knock things silly that's trying to attack not only you but those that are around you. Not so. It can't come to a real run. It got to run. It sees the light of Jesus Christ in your life, and it runs like crazy just to get away. It runs like crazy just to get away, man. It runs like crazy just to get away because of the anointing that God has placed in your life. In your life. Yes, I'm talking to you, preacher. Yes, I'm talking to you, bishop. Yes, I'm talking to you, layperson. Yes, I'm talking to you, apostle, deaconess, deacon, and choir member, song. God has a purpose and a plan in your life and stuff like that, and it's time off for church as usual and stuff like that. A time off for business of the church and just going through the motions. God has called you to higher heights. You know, your angels, your host of angels are looking at you and trying to figure out, what's the deal with you? You got 1,000 angels all around you protecting you and trying to tell you what to do next and lead you and direct you and stuff like that, and you acting silly and don't want to give God praise because He spared your life. Or you don't want to be seen, or you don't want people to look at you and like, okay, well, and I'll take all that. Guess what? In this day and time, it takes that, all that and then some. It takes all of that and then some, you know? You know? The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the strength of His people. You know? Where's your strength? Well, where's your joy? Where's your strength? Where's your joy? Go get your joy. Go stir up your joy, man. Let God begin to stir up the gift that's in you. Stir up His love. Stir up the joy to the point that you become stronger and stronger and stronger and don't have to fight that one leg. All you do is just oozing of joy and oozing of praise and worship and everything. Oh, that's all you're doing. You know, they walk with you, and the Lord is so strong, you is beginning to overflow in you. There's an overflow. It's overflowing in you. And people are looking at you, and they'll all hear this go. You know how you step in the water, and the water is squish, 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 squish. People, you walking, everything you walking is squish, squish, squish. And the thing that you fail to realize, because you walking like that, somebody step right up in front of you, whether it's an enemy or your friend, and get blessed, and they don't even know, you don't even know about it. Why? Because you're in the position that God has ordained you to be in from the start. And they get blessed, they get changed, they get healed, they get saved, they get their lives turned around, all because of you getting your praise on, all because you're in a posture or position of prayer, praise, and worship, man. Prayer, praise, and worship, which is what God is ordaining and calling us to be. That's what He's doing. That's what He's doing. All this other stuff, this other nonsense that goes on with the body of Christ and money coming and all that kind of stuff, man. God is like, look, enough of that stuff, man. Get back to the core of who God is in your life. You begin to do that and watch Him do some works in your life. Watch things begin to happen, you know. Watch the lame walk and watch the dumb talk and watch someone, you know, be raised from the dead, man. Watch. He ain't got no choice. Because why? Why? Because we begin to about you, God, like crazy, man. God, I'm calling on your name. I'm trusting in you right now. I'm trusting in you for my marriage right now, because my marriage is all messed up to the point where I don't know where I'm gonna, we going to stay together next year, be together next year or not. But God will come and rescue you and change the hearts of men and women and take a stony heart and make it flesh. Because that's what he said he would do for his people. He said he's married to the backsliders, y'all. He's married to the backsliders. That's what he'll do. What am I saying to you? I'm saying to you right now, get your praise on. Use your praise as a weapon. Get your joy, you know. Ask God to restore your joy and stuff. Even in praising when you don't even feel like it, man. That's some of the best praise. Sometimes the best praise you could do, man, when you press in your way. You know, whether you're going to church or whatever the case was, but you begin to press your way to the point, man, you're just like, you know what, God, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. You say it three times. God, I really don't feel like it because I'm tired. You know, God, I don't feel like it because I'm hurting right now inside. God, I don't feel like it because my mind is just not there, you know. God, I don't feel like it because I don't know what to say. I don't know what to even pray. You know, God, I don't feel like it because I don't want to be around people in this state of mind because I might say or do something that I don't really want to do. So I don't want to be around people. But God has said, even in the midst of that, you begin to worship him. You begin to praise him and glorify his name. You know, even when you don't feel like it. You begin to, look, the more, the praise is like this thing. The more you praise him, the more praises come. The more you praise him, the more worship will be focused. The more you praise him, the more that change will happen in your life. The more you say, thank you, God, the more you begin to reflect on the goodness of God. The more you begin to remember that he sent his son, Lord Jesus, to die for you. The more you begin to remember that you have a right to go behind the veil now. Remember, again, you remember that he is, Jesus would have went to prepare a place for you, a place not made by hands. Again, you begin to remember that we should be in the presence of the Most High God. The more you begin to remember those things, you begin to remember and begin to reflect and begin to analyze that, not through an intellectual thing, but through a spiritual way of thinking, you know, through knowledge and wisdom and spiritual knowledge, to a point you begin to glorify God. And that's what God is saying for you to do, you know. That's what God is saying for you to do. He's saying to the people of God, hold on, magnify my name, worship me, glorify me, you know, return back to your first love. Remember your first love, you know, for our single people. Remember how it was when we first met our wives or our wives-to-be or whatever? You know, remember how everything was like click, 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 click? You're like, oh, that's the one. You know, our relationship with God should even be better than that. Because God never changed. We changed, but he never changed. He never, ever changed. You know, Christ never changed, man. He never changed. In fact, if anything he does for us, he calls us his friend. He calls us friend. It's Friday Night Joy. But this is time for a crazy praise. You listen to Reverend Ray. I'm your host of When Christians Speak. You can call me at 888-488-6772, or you can email me at whenchristianspeaks at Google. I think I said that. At Google.com. I think that's what it is. When Christians Speak at Google.com. Yes. At Gmail. I'm sorry. When Christians Speak at Gmail.com. Got it backwards. When Christians Speak at Gmail.com. You can email me then and send me a prayer request. Send me anything you like, man. Listen, I'm serious about my walk and my relationship with Christ. Yes, I love to have fun. I enjoy people. You know, and sometimes I get them up. But I like to talk. But more than anything, I love Christ. You know, and yes, if you catch me on a bad day, I might get upset with you if you say something to me. Yeah, I'm human. I'm being transparent, you know. I don't want to put on no airs for you or anybody else and make you think I'm some holy roly and holy. God has brought me too far and been kind to me and spared my life and brought me through all kind of sickness and disease and all that kind of stuff. And the fact that I'm in a land of living, I don't have time for all that kind of stuff, man. You know, I don't have time for that. But when I do know enough that even when I mess up, and that principle applies for you, that when you mess up, you can go fall on your face and say, Lord God, I'm sorry. Deliver me. Forgive me. And he will. He will do just that, man. But this is a for real Christian broadcast, man. You know, This is for real Christian broadcast, and I'm praying. My desire is not just for this broadcast, but every broadcast that's on the right that I'm preaching gospel of Jesus Christ, that the seriousness of it, what it is they do, be pushed out more so than anything. That the foolishness of it be gone, man. You know? That would be, you know, that the people would have more of a mind to worship God and to seek after the things of God and to glorify His name. That's my desire that I have for the people of God all over. I don't care what country you're from. I don't care if you're in the United States. I don't care if you're in Egypt or whatever, you know, it's the Orthodox, whatever the case. My prayer for them is that God would begin to anoint and call His people to a higher place and deeper depths in Him. You know, that they might begin to realize that time is running out and that you've been hearing it all over again, that Jesus is soon to come. But all you really got to do is watch, open your eyes and see the signs and see the hand is writing. There's a hand writing on the wall right now. There's a hand writing on the wall. And our only obligation to Him is that he's looking for someone to praise Him, to magnify Him, to glorify His name, to lift Him up so He can draw all men into Him, man. That's what Jesus is looking for, man. And we predicate in the church. We plan the church like the world play a lottery. We have this mentality of gimme, you know, from God, you know, because that's my daddy, you know, and that's a topic for another day. That's my daddy, you know. And so, because daddy should give me everything I want, everything I need. And it's not like that, you know. You know, it's not like that, you know. We're put here to glorify His name. Now, He's not put place to glorify our name, you know. We're put here to glorify and to magnify Him. That's what we do. That's our purpose. That's our plan. Amen. We're going to take a little short break, play some more songs. I'm going to play my show for it, then we'll play something else. Amen. To the show. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. The name of the show is When Christian Speaks. Today is Friday, broadcasting live from the Washington, D.C. area. It's Friday Night Joy, and it's time to give God a crazy praise, man. You can reach me at 1-888-488-6772. If you desire to be on the radio, just make sure you hit the number one. If you just want to listen, that's fine. Amen. Also, the chat room is open. Just want to say that you can join in the chat room at any time for a prayer request. You can also reach me by email for a prayer request. It's whenchristianspeaks@gmail.com. Amen. Praise God. Listen, y'all, we're just having a blessed time. We're worshiping Him. You know, we're thinking about the goodness of Him and stuff like that. I mean, we just hear some songs about the blood. And when we all get to heaven, we understand it better by and by. And we were talking about the blowing the shofar, man, or just glorifying God. I want to read some more, okay? And let's see. We're gonna read Psalms 91, amen. Psalms 91, beginning at the first verse. It says that he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Listen, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Y'all, he's really praising. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the noisiness of the pestilence, and he shall cover thee with feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Listen, I'm beginning to encourage myself, because I ain't going to be afraid of nothing. Nor of for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. I'm surrounded by all kinds of craziness and stuff like that, you know, 10,000, 1,000 or whatever, but it ain't coming near me. Because why? Because I'm covered in the blood. Verse 8, only thy eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Why? Because he begins, listen, again, he's dwelling in us, y'all. He's focusing on, we are the temple of the Most High God. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. And thou shalt bear thee up in thy They should bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou should tread upon the lion, and tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under thy feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. You know, because he has set his love upon me. You know, therefore, when I deliver him, I will set him on high, because he has made my name known. You know, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the word of God, man. Listen, all that scripture, man, all that scripture is that you and I realizing who it is that we serve. You know, realizing the price that Jesus Christ paid for us on the cross. And realizing without that blood, without the blood that should be being shed, without blood being shed, there's no remittance of sin. That Jesus had to die so you and I can live. He had to die. He had to be born, he had to die, and he had to be resurrected, man. All in all, one is not important without the other, and everything, so that we can live. So that we can be free men and women, you know, and so that we can walk in the garden today, you know, so that our praise will be pure, you know, and we'll offer a pure praise to him, a pure worship, you know. That means without any blemish or second guessing or anything like that, you know, or doing it because it's out of duty, but doing it out of love, and because I love him, I praise him. Because he cares about me, I praise him. Because he is my God, I praise him. You know, doing it for those reasons that are just, you know, worshiping him like that. And that's what God desired for us, to be in a posture and to be in a place where we just give him a crazy praise, you know, especially when you're going through. Especially when you're facing difficulties in life, you know, you begin to give God that kind of praise, man. Amen. Amen. Let's read Psalms 93 and 1. It said, the Lord reigned. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he has girded himself. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. That throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted their voice. The floods lift up their ways. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, then, the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness become thy house, O Lord, forever. Listen. one of the things that we got to understand, man, you know, that God is so powerful, man, even the waves obey his voice. You know, when Jesus calmed the sea, the raging sea, like he said, peace be still, man. And it was like, what kind of man did even the wind and the waves obey his voice? You know, what kind of man is this? And you realize that's the kind of God that we serve. That there's nothing too hard for him, okay? There's nothing that we're facing that God don't have an answer to it, or he can't look at it. Or listen, he ain't got to say it, well, all he got to do is think it. He ain't got to even say it, man. But just think it. Peace be still. You know? And that's the prayer for all of us, you know? Is that God give us the peace that passes all understanding. So that when those things do come, difficult do come, we be at peace with it. It's like, okay. God, I'm trusting on you. I'm leaning on you. I'm believing in you. You know, that's what we do. And that just not just for us. Look, this message is not just for Christians, man. Look, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord, I encourage you to come running. You know, and say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to change your life around? Because once you try this Jesus, as a song that I used to hear a lot of, I try Jesus, I try him, he's all right. I try Jesus, I try him, he's all right. I try him in the new day. I think it goes something like that. But anyway, but once you begin to trust Jesus and try him like that, man, you know, then he'll come right in and sit with you and begin to speak to you. Then the more you grow, the further he'll take you. Then you grow some more. And then next thing you know, it's that you used to cut people out and you don't do that. You have no desire, you know. You used to lust after flesh and you don't have no desire to do that, you know. He began to sanctify you from the things of the world, you know. You used to be a woman and stuff like that, but now you know the guy's a business womanizer. He's giving you a particular woman a gift, you know, a lady, a jewel, you know, and you deal strictly with her, and she fulfills everything that God has ordained for you in your life. You know, I mean, try my God, you know, try Jesus, man. That's all I'm saying. Just try. You don't know him, just try Jesus. I gotta say anything else, but you find your way to a Bible believing, Holy Ghost filled place of God, and you begin to worship there and to seek after the things of God. You know, have a zest for God. Have a panting, like a deer panting after the water. You know, my soul panting after you, oh God. Begin to pant and desire God like that. You know, there's one thing I desire, to be in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Begin to seek him like that, you know, and all that you do and stuff like that. Yeah, you still got to go to work. Yeah, you still got to do everything you got going. Yeah, you still might, nothing in your life, but you develop that relationship with Christ Jesus to a point wherein that truly that you ain't got to worry about all the noise and all the craziness that's going on around you, man. You begin to focus like that, you know? You begin to focus like that. You begin to let God give him all the glory and to magnify him, man. That's what you do. And see what happens. See what happens. Look, I tell you the truth, man. God will change your life around. You know, people, like I said this before, people look at you like, is that the same person? He's a preacher now, or she's preaching now, you know, and stuff like that, you know. And they doing this all because God has changed your life around. He began to mold you and to make you into that which he has called you to be. And that's the desire that God has. He wants to mold us, y'all. He wants to make us, you know. He wants to show his glory to us to the point that we're going like, okay, this is not the same person. Because they've been changed. That's all right. And I know I've been changed. The agents in heaven that signed my name. I know I've been changed. I know I'm not the same person, you know. I know that God has brought me a mighty long way. I know that he's with me. I know that he loves me. I know that he's good. You know, you develop I know type of spirit. I know that my Redeemer liveth, man. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. He does. Amen. Listen, you listen to the show when Christians speak. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. This is Friday Night Joy. And I've been talking about giving God a crazy praise, even in the midst of stuff, you know, a crazy praise. Amen. You can reach me at 888-488-6772. Just hit one if you have a desire to say anything. We got about 6 minutes left in the broadcast, or you can give me a shout out on the chat line. The chat room is definitely open. Amen. If you have a prayer request or anything else that's going on with you, we'd love to hear from you. As always, thank God for those that are listening to the show. Amen. Or those that are listening to the show through archives or listen live on the internet. God bless you. My prayers are with you and your family. That God will begin to reveal himself mightily to you and, you know, and show you his ways and everything, and that you begin, if there's sin in your life, that you begin to repent and change. Amen. This is not about fire and brimstones and all that kind of stuff, you know. We're not doing that here on this show, but I pray that God will change you. You know, God will change you. He'll begin to do it. It's to the point where you ain't got nobody breathing in your back. You know, you ain't got nobody begging you to get saved. You know, he'll do it to a point where you just become willing. You know, the prayer becomes, you come willing, running to the throne of grace. What must I do to be saved? What must I do, God, to change my life around? Because I'm not, listen, I'm talking from experience. I'm talking from experience. I'm not talking out of book knowledge or anything else about it. Because somebody say, I'm talking about what God did for me. And, you know, I came, when the day came, I said, God, I don't want my life to be like this anymore. I want a change to take place. And he did exactly that. You know, he did exactly that. And like most of us, you know, all of us backslided and said, I ain't going back to church again and I ain't doing this. But how many of you know that God had other plans, man? He has the final say-so. Yeah, we have free choice, but he still has the final say-so, okay? Even with our so-called free choice. Even with our so-called free choice, man. You know, but like I said, I'm running out of time. I just want to magnify. I want to play my Ram song again, y'all. Get your praise on. Magnify the Lord. Amen. Here it go. Y'all ready? Blow. God is good. Counselor, lift up our voice. Long. Let someone in season and pray out of time. It's time to lift up our voice. It's time to glorify God. Let every Christian that hears this alarm say that to God is Lord. He is Lord of lords. He is King of kings. Sound the alarm, man. My God reigns. That our God reigns. He reigns forever and ever and ever and ever into infinity and beyond. That our God reigns. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. Sound the alarm, man. We got 3 minutes. Sound it again, Ray. Sound the alarm for somebody out there. And bring forth healing and delivery to someone that's about to sound the alarm for someone about to commit suicide. Sound the alarm like you never did before. Sound the alarm and let them know that our God reigns. Alarm, y'all. It's time to sound the alarm. It's time for the people of God that are called by his name to sound the alarm. Sound the alarm loud and clear of praise and worship and love. Sound the alarm of the how far God, the just God. Sound the alarm to let them know that we might endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. You know, blow the trumpet. Go to Rams homes. Sound the alarm. Amen. God bless you. You have been listening to When Christian Speaks. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. We do this every Friday, y'all. Every Friday around about 7 o'clock. We also have a broadcast on Sunday at 5. We do a midnight broadcast at 12 noon every Thursday. Amen. So we do, right now we have 3 days a week. We're looking to increase those days as we get other people to sign on with it. On Thursday we have Sister Pat Randall. She's part of the intercessor ministry at the church I belong to, the Trail Light Christian Ministry. They're located in Clinton, Maryland. If you're in the area, by all means, drive by and see us. Amen. And stuff like that. We'd love to hear from you. Amen. And because God is good, man, and he's worthy to be saved. You know, he's worthy to be saved. So what we're going to do, we're just going to praise him up. He is defeated.